The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Good morning, North Shore, and welcome to Share the Health with Dr. Kevin Ziegel and Ariana Barrett. Kevin is off today. We will miss him dearly, but we still have a wonderful show ahead with two amazing guests. We have Kristen Leary, and we also have Lisa Davis today. So in studio right now, we have Kristen Leary. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Ariana.
Nice to have you on board. Thank you for coming in today.
Great to be here.
Thank you. So I was talking to Kevin last week about this show and some ideas we had, and he really encouraged me to bring on some clients that have experienced the Lifeline technique. I'm a certified Lifeline practitioner, and that incorporates 14 different healing modalities, color therapy, sound therapy, aromatherapy, neuro-linguistic programming, EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprogramming, working with the acupuncture meridians, not doing acupuncture, but moving the energy, through the acupuncture meridians. It's early. My throat is still waking up. And some other really cool modalities. And it works with the subconscious. The majority of what we say, think, and do comes from a subconscious program. So if you're ever experiencing something you'd never choose to, it's coming from a subconscious program. And so the Lifeline technique, in a nutshell, uploads higher vibrational software to the computer of the brain. So I invited Kristen on because Kristen is actually a new Lifeline client, and I just wanted to get a little information and a little background and kind of her experience with the technique, because as a practitioner, I have a totally different experience. And yes, I've received these sessions as well from other certified Lifeline practitioners, but I thought, you know, this would be really neat. And Kevin was totally on board with it and really encouraged me. So we have Kristen in studio here to tell us all about her experience. So I'm going to ask you, Kristen, what kind of healing modalities or experiences have you had in the past in terms of creating health, balancing health, health, body, mind, and spirit?
I've had Reiki. I've been taking some classes in Reiki, and I've done tuning forks and sat on the table for various crystal practicings.
Awesome.
And I've also done conventional things like therapy and taken antidepressants.
And okay.
That as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And so Lifeline is not lying down like that. It's actually, we sit and we do muscle testing, applied kinesiology, where if you've ever been to a chiropractor or a nutritionist, they'll see if a supplement will build your body, make it stronger. And so they'll have you hold that bottle up against your chest, and then you'll put one arm out and they'll press down and they'll say resist, resist. And if the arm goes weak, it means that that supplement is actually going to make you weaker. It's not going to help. So if something is false or incongruent, the muscle goes weak and your arm goes down. If it's true or congruent, it will stay strong. And so if you're holding that supplement up against your chest and the practitioner pushes it down and it stays strong, then yes, that is going to help you. That is something you'd want to take. And you can also get more information about how many supplements per day, how many supplements each dose with muscle testing. So it's awesome. And so I use muscle testing with the Lifeline technique. And so you're sitting during the session and I'm actually, instead of having your entire arm go up and down, which can get tiring, I actually ask you to do a 90 degree angle with one of your arms. And I ask you to pretend that you're holding a bucket of sand or a bucket of gold and resist. I can also muscle test on my own arm, tuning into your energy field during the session as well. Sometimes it's faster. I can drive my car faster than I can drive your car. So sometimes I do that as well. So anyway, coming back to the session, so it's not like a Reiki session where you lay down and it's hands-on. It's not that at all, and it's incorporate 14 different healing modalities, and it's working with the subconscious. So what drew you to this healing modality? If you've experienced Reiki and psychotherapy and other healing modalities and even mediumship, I think you had mentioned at one point.
Well, the thing that brought me initially to give this one try was I left my job. And it was a very stressful experience, but I was very unhappy there and completely overwhelmed. And I was talking to somebody at church and said, you know, I think I might need a tune-up.
That's always how I express it. I need a tune-up. I love that you use the same expression.
I don't exactly know what that means, but
but you know the feeling.
It seemed broad enough to encompass any number of options. And the person I was talking to suggested that I meet with you and said that you had a broad range of experiences. So I signed up and off we went, and it was very interesting to me because of the fact that you just go and sit down and we're facing each other and you talk me through these things. And I remember being very entertained by the different colored glasses that you're putting on and waving my hands over my head.
Okay, there's a reason for both of those things. Let me just interject here. So the colored glasses, they resonate to the different chakras in our body. And chakras are energy centers. Chakra means wheel in Sanskrit. They're energy wheels. And so if you remember in chemistry class, different colors, the frequencies are different. The vibrations are different. So each color resonates to a different frequency, which correlates to the different chakras. And also when I'm waving my hands and doing things, it kind of looks like a monkey dance at times. It's quite entertaining, I'm sure, for people to watch. But you're kind of in a trance. It's a little bit like a hypnosis for the client. So I think you're also not aware of a lot of the stuff that's going on, but it's amazing. It goes very deep. It's very laser-like. But some of the waving of the hands, I'll actually muscle test you at the assemblage point towards the end of the session, and that's the perceived gap between the subconscious and conscious mind. And I'm actually putting my hand over each chakra and muscle testing you to make sure that it's strong and that we've gone through all that we need to go through. So, sorry, continue, Kristen. I just had to explain why we do some hand waving and different colored glasses.
I didn't want you to sound too crazy.
Yeah, that's okay. I could be the crazy woo-woo lady. That's fine. I know this stuff works and it helps people heal, so I'm okay. I don't care what people think.
Well, it was interesting from my perspective because I'm not that familiar with these different healing modalities. I was introduced to them, as you mentioned previously, about the mediumship about 15 years ago. A bunch of friends of mine were going to see a medium, and I wasn't too keen on the idea, but my brother had died fairly recently, and so I said, what the heck, I'll give it a try. So off we went, and the person, it wasn't very remarkable for the first few minutes, and then he knocked my socks off. By saying a phrase that my brother used to say, it just came out. And then there were a whole series of things. And I went, oh, look at this. This is something that I didn't know, but clearly it seems to be true. And maybe I don't know everything after all.
That's awesome. I love that. I just ask people to be open. We can't know everything, and I think skepticism is healthy, but just to be open to the possibilities. There's so much we can't see, and just because we can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. If you think about Wi-Fi, can you see the signal that are going between your computer and the modem? No, you can't. And yet you're getting information from all over the world. You're getting pictures. You're getting letters. You're getting words on your computer, but you can't see that. So I ask people to just kind of pause and think about that. So to be open to things, I think it's really healthy to be open, not to sign up and be on board with everything until you've experienced it or read enough about it, but to truly just be open to it. And yes, mediumship is awesome. I know a lot of people think it's like bizarro, but that definitely comes into the healing sessions that I do. And if there is an opportunity for healing with someone who's crossed over to come through with messages, then it does come through. I don't set up sessions to do just mediumship. But I actually remember with your first session, and I hope you don't mind me. Okay, she's shaking her head. It's okay. Because the great thing about Lifeline is it's non-content based. It's confidential. And so you don't need to provide any information to me. I just need you to connect to the emotions I'm asking you to. But of course, if you do want to share personal information, I'm holding sacred space for you. And if it's part of the healing process, absolutely. I'm totally there for you. So what I'm noticing, though, more and more with sessions is that right before a client shows up, I clear the space, the energy, I light incense, and I do some mantras. And before that first session, there were three very distinct energy bodies surrounding her chair before she even got to the session. And the one in the middle was very strong. And I expressed to her when she sat down, I'm like, okay, well, there are three energies with you. They're here supporting you. They're here for the healing session. A lot of times people, spirit guides or angels or those who have crossed over are there with them to support. And it also allows me to know who's with them and in what capacity, what they're doing there. And so with Kristen, it was three very large energy bodies. The one in the middle was white, and there was purple and blue. And as we continued with the session, it became clear that it was her mother, her father, and her brother. And the one who was strongest, the one that came through as a very white, bright light energy in the middle, was her father. And that was a big part of the session. And it's funny, I'm feeling this right now in my heart as I talk about it. So it's resonating true. So that your father was a big part of that session. So coming back to your first experience with Lifeline, you know, the colored glasses, you hadn't been exposed to some lady waving her hand over your body. You hadn't been exposed to what else? What else was your experience the first time? In terms of body, mind, spirit, in terms of emotions, in terms of how you felt, what you, anything.
Well, the first session was very interesting. I was I was ready to not come back. I mean, I felt so much better after the end of that one. I feel that we'd connected and gone, you know, connected in spirit with my, whatever my issues were. I'd also experienced a lot of death in the last 4 years. And I just, if I could just back up a little.
Oh, absolutely.
I just want to say that it wasn't just the job that brought me to seek help with you. As I said, my brother died about 20 years ago. And then after that, once I realized I didn't know anything by visiting the medium, I didn't know everything, I realized that I was just going to keep trying to check in with different modalities. And that's what brought me to the Reiki and to all of these other people right along. But I was still deeply dissatisfied. I wasn't getting what I needed. And so I felt that after I met with you, that I was on the right track. That this weight, this pressure, that just felt a little pressure on my head and on my chest, that when I left after that first incident, the first session, thank you, that was gone. So I really just felt an absence of what had been making me less, that had been pressuring me. So I was very pleased about that, and I we did some past life regression. I went back to 1166 or something.
It's funny, people look at me and I forget because I'm in a certain space when I do a session. So I'm just going to nod and agree because I don't remember. But okay, so the core limiting belief, so there's a part of the session where there's a core limiting belief. And so sometimes that subconscious program is downloaded in this lifetime and sometimes it's past life. And through muscle testing, I find out that information.
Yes, so that was terrific, and I was very happy about that. And then the second session, we really got into it, and that was when my father came to me, and I'd had very disappointed in my father for a long, long time. And when I left, I got to a point where I was just crying so hard I wasn't making any sound at all. It was kind of scary, and I did it for a really long time, and I figured that'll be very cathartic after a couple of days. You know, that'll make me feel really good for a couple of days having unloaded all of that. And then 2 weeks later, I'm still unloaded, as it were, and I feel really good. And it was a connection that I needed to make with him. And I don't need to understand why, and I don't really care why. I just feel that it's done. And I couldn't be happier. This whole unhappiness that I've had, I feel, has been lifted, and I'm ready for the next stage to come.
That is so awesome, Kristen. And we've only done three sessions. I often mention to new clients to go for three sessions because you start to get the momentum with the healing. And it's awesome when I checked in with you and you're like, yeah, no, I'm good. And it's like, I think you'll just come when you need tune-ups. And what I mentioned to you was it's permanent. The healing you did, it's not as if when you go for a massage that you're relaxing the muscles and detoxing in that way, which is fabulous. I love body work. But if you don't change the thought patterns and the physical activity that creates the knots in the muscles, then you're going to keep going back to the massage therapist. So how Lifeline is different is you're actually clearing subconscious programs that are creating a lot of issues. And so that's a permanent removal. So I think of it as an onion, and that's peeling one layer of the onion. So granted, we are an onion and we have multiple layers, and it can be hard and stinky and crying, you know, when we remove those layers. But this work is permanent. So the issues that you were looking at connecting to your father or other things during the session, those are now released and healed, which is so freaking awesome. I love it. I love it. Kristen, thank you so much for coming on the air. It's such a joy. It's always wonderful to see you. And we will be back after we get a word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Ziegel, owner of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. I know it isn't easy to lose weight, but I found a program that helped me to lose 75 pounds and taught me that a diet isn't about how much you eat as much as it is what you eat. If you're struggling to lose weight, let me show you how the weight management program that saved my life can help you reach your weight loss goals. Call 978-688-5877 or visit idealhealthicw.com.
If you or a loved one need nursing care or medical assistance, Boston Home Health Aides LLC can provide it with skilled nursing professionals, therapists, and healthcare workers in the comfort of your own home. Boston Home Health Aides will assess your needs, then customize a plan to meet them. Boston Home Health Aides, providing home care services throughout the North Shore. Call them at 617-264-0200 or visit bhhaid.com. Boston Home Health Aides, bringing global healthcare expertise to your your home. Comprehensive home care. That's what Boston Home Health Aides LLC can provide you or a loved one. Their highly skilled staff of RNs, LPNs, health aides, and therapists offer a full range of services to clients throughout the North Shore, including physical therapy, med supervision, and overall care management. For more information, call Boston Home Health Aides at 617-264-0200 or visit bhha.com. Boston Home Health Aides, bringing global healthcare expertise to your home.
Welcome back to Share the Health with Dr. Kevin Ziegel and Ariana Barrett. Kevin is not with us today, but we have another incredible interview with this woman, Lisa Davis, who I love Lisa, and she is just a health expert, and I love connecting with Lisa, and she has two amazing radio shows that, ironically, I get to be on as a guest, so I love that the tables are turned today, and I get to interview Lisa. Welcome, Lisa. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. And, you know, it's funny because I'm not used to being on this side of the table. So.
I love it. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone.
If I start
zone.
Asking you questions, you'll be like, no. I'm the interviewer, Lisa. And by the way, I have a new show called Clean Food Network. So now I have another show to have you on.
Awesome. Oh, excellent. Yes, but if you turn it to Oprah, I'm going to have to stop and be like, no, you can't start asking questions. So let's talk about health. You are such a healthy person, and your life is all about health and healthy living. So talk to me. Talk to me about spring. Talk to me about summer. Talk to me about changes that you're incorporating in your life and in diet and exercise and just everything health related. Go.
All right. You know, this is funny. Honestly, my number one recommendation is, if you're not allergic to dogs, go to a shelter and get a dog. Because
Aww.
When you have a dog, you are forced to get out of the house.
I love it. And that's piggybacking from last episode. Kevin and I were talking about, I go to Plum Island a lot. He goes to Plum Island a lot. And just last weekend, I was there with all of these dogs, and they bring you such joy and their unconditional love. They forget about the craziness that's going on in the world, or even if you had a bad day and you weren't as nice to them. They're just awesome. So I love that you're talking about that.
It really makes a huge difference. You know, there's a, I saw a bumper sticker, something like "Who saved who?" And it had a picture of a dog. And I thought that was so beautiful, because having the dogs, it only gives you love and support, but it reduces your stress. I mean, there's all kinds of studies about that, but it gets your butt out the door.
I know.
You've got to walk your dog.
You have
to. In terms of love, it definitely improves your health. Stroking your dog is good for your blood pressure, the whole nine yards. That's my number one, especially with spring and summer. Now, of course, you're going to have to walk them in the winter or the fall.
Yeah.
There are dog walkers if you're completely live in an area where you're like, forget it, it's too cold. But that honestly is my first recommendation, and they just put a smile on your face. My second recommendation is, find an activity you like, and I would say preferably outside, because now that it's getting nice out, why not get the heck out? And it's as easy as just walking around the block or going to the woods. There's a lot of woods in this area, and just having some fun. Bring your kids, play a game. I think being outside is so essential. Another thing too is, find something that, even if it's inside, that you can do with other people. Like, I've been doing Pilates for years on my own.
Awesome.
I just started doing it with a class, and even though I'm not interacting with the people in the class, because you have to be so focused when you're doing Pilates, there's just still this camaraderie around it, and you can talk a little before, maybe talk a few minutes after.
It's a group energy.
And right?
I go to a meditation group Wednesday night. It's a Buddhist meditation group, and I meditate myself every morning, but it's such a different energy to be connected with other people in that collective meditative group. So I totally understand what you're saying.
It really is. And I've been wanting to get back into yoga. I'm still not there yet, but I do love the Pilates. I find it really... You have to be really mindful and present. I tend to be a little bit all over the place. So when I'm doing that, because you have to pay attention to exactly what's going on, exactly what the instructor is saying, how your body's moving, how you're feeling. I think the more you can do that, the more you can get in touch with your body, the more healthy you're going to be on all levels. And I know you deal with a lot with emotional health, and that's so important.
Absolutely, with the Lifeline technique and processing emotions in our subconscious. Absolutely, it's part of it. And I will also add that when I live in climates that are warm all year round, I'm so much more aware of my body, because I feel it because it's warm out, but I'm looking at my body more. You know, you're wearing less clothing, tank top, shorts. So yes, this is kind of the awakening period of, it's warm, let me put a tank top on. Oh, I'm really pale and pasty. Like, that something is always hard for me, because I love the sun. So to have these long winters can be a little challenging for me. So I've already been outside quite a bit with the sunny days. Yeah. And also looking at your body, it's like, okay, well, that definition, I will say over the winter, I slack a little bit and I might put like 5 pounds on because it's insulation. You know, I turn into a mother bear and I want to just sleep and hibernate. And I do tend to lean towards more of those heavier fats, even though they're healthy, just heavier and more of those stews, just to kind of feel more grounded and insulated, to be honest with you, insulated, because I'm a petite person, petite
You really
friend.
Are. And I, you know, honestly, I think the biggest thing is acceptance. I mean,
oh, yeah. I don't care.
You know, I used to be a twig and now I'm shapely and, you know, I've got cellulite. I'm not perfect. You know,
there is no perfect.
I can work out till the cows come home. You know, there's some things that are difficult to get rid of. And I think it's so hard when we seek perfection versus like, just be the best you. And it sounds corny, but
no.
It's so true because I beat myself up for years. I'd be like, I'm not wearing shorts or I'm not wearing a tank top because of this or that. And then you just feel bad. And you know what? Just go out and have some fun and run around in the woods or wherever you like to go and wear what you want to wear. And don't wait till you lose the weight. There was this show I was watching a couple years ago, and it was like they had this woman who was overweight. They're like, when you lose a weight, you'll get this great outfit. I'm like, why not give her nice outfits all along?
Absolutely.
Or let her wear what she wants. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, get out there and move.
No, I love that you're mentioning that. And that's also piggybacking on the last episode as well, where we talked about love the entire time. It was about unconditional love, loving yourself, loving other people in your life, and also knowing when to let go of those who you love where the relationship's no longer healthy. So it is. And I'm so happy that you mentioned it. It's always about loving yourself. And guess what? There is no perfect. There is no perfection. Those models that we see, those images, first of all, Photoshop. And I will just say this, the picture of Kevin and I on the radio website, they whitened our teeth in that picture. So I'm just being open about that. So Photoshop is a beautiful thing, but it's also not reality. And that's okay, you know? But these images of women, and it definitely affects younger women as well, they're just, I remember as a young woman too, it just, not that I'm an old woman, but I remember as a teenager, just seeing these images and how it would impact me, and I would tear myself down. And we have to stop that. We really, and what I would say is, don't pay attention to those things anymore. If we give them less energy and credit, they won't affect us as much, and they'll kind of go away. You know, I shop in health food stores. I really don't shop in a lot of traditional supermarkets where you have all of those magazines right in your face of people in bikinis and this and that, and just tearing each other down. And I'm happy when I go to the health food stores that I don't see that, because that's one less thing in my head. And I also won't go to movies. I won't watch DVDs at home that are negative in terms of violence or certain imagery or certain messages, because those are seeds that get planted in your head. I've actually walked out of a number of movies, which is kind of funny. My sister's degree, her graduate degree, is in film. And my mom loves film as well. And, you know, they probably see as many movies as I see in a year, they see in a month. And but I will still walk out of, if it's negative messages, I'll walk out. And so I'm glad that you mentioned that too, because there is no perfect. We need to love ourselves exactly as we are. And that's it. So many people are disconnected from that truth of their divinity and that unconditional love. And so what do? We put all of this emphasis on an image, which isn't healthy. A lot of those models,
exactly.
Not healthy, not happy, you know, cigarettes and very negative diet. So anyway, I'm going to stop talking about, I can rant on that forever. But yes,
no,
I'm glad you mentioned it.
It's interesting too, because I recently had professional headshots done and I told them I don't want any photoshopping.
You're
and now
awesome.
I'm going, oh man, look at my crow's feet. Oh, what are you going to do? You know?
No, those are smile lines. I love that. And it's funny, I lived in Arizona for 4 years and I'm not really one for, I don't put too much sunscreen on. I like to get a little bit of sun every day. Mm-hmm. And when I do use sunscreen, I use a natural one just because I don't like the chemicals.
Oh, totally.
But after living in Arizona for 4 years, I noticed a little, you know, a little bit of those, a little of those happy wrinkles, those crow's feet. And I'm embracing them. I love them. I once heard Kim Kardashian say that she won't smile in photos. She has a certain look, so she doesn't have smile lines. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Don't smile the rest of your life because you don't want smile lines. I'm like, I don't get it. So anyway,
yeah, I don't
again,
get that either.
We have
but,
to
you know,
embrace
I
and love
get
ourselves.
Back to, you know, just talking about, you know, what we should be doing in the spring and summer. And you want to, obviously, you want to be moving more. We talked about that. And you want to be eating whole foods. I call myself a whole fooditarian. If it's a whole food, I'm going to eat it.
Awesome.
And I think it's important, obviously, to eat more fruits and vegetables and make salads. And it is easier because let me tell you, I'm making plenty of stews and things like that, you know, in the fall and winter. But I think if you're moving around, you're enjoying yourself, that's what counts. There's a great movement called Health at Every Size, and that's what they emphasize. Like, don't keep looking at the scale or comparing yourself, but they do emphasize, like, still living a healthy lifestyle. Like, I'm not saying just sit on the couch and eat Doritos.
No,
I'm saying you still need to do the work, but accept your body, and it will change too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
but not to perfection.
Right.
That's kind of the message.
Your thoughts and your emotions absolutely will affect what you hold on to in terms of fat. You know, fat is a form of protection on the body.
Yeah.
So, and if you eat cleaner, a lot of that cellulite also will go away. A lot of times that's the body holding on to certain things that it needs to release because we store toxins in fat. So also when you lose weight quickly, they say to be cautious. You don't want to lose it too quickly because you're actually dumping out toxins when you lose the fat cells. That's not correct. When you actually lose the fat from those cells. So that's an interesting component as well. But yes, absolutely. We need to be eating cleaner, lighter, healthier. And it's easier to do when the weather is warmer because you do want to move more and you don't want to hunker down as much. So, and I think of you as the avocado queen for some reason.
Oh my, well,
you
I
love
am.
Avocado, right? Yeah. You're like the avocado queen.
I am all about the smart fat. I love it. There was a great thing I saw on Facebook. It had one avocado running away from another and the one that's still in place, not running away. But I said it was, you were good fat. I thought that was funny.
Honey, do I look fat?
Yeah,
it's one of those.
Yeah, it's so cute. Yeah, eat your avocados, people. You know, that's a good thing to eat.
And I've even seen you put that on your face. Don't you?
Oh, yeah,
you make a mask with avocado too.
I do a series called "What's Hot in Health" with Lisa Davis. You can see it on itsyourhealthnetwork.com. And I'm a goofball, and I have a lot of fun. But you learn and you laugh, and that I think is the best way to learn.
Absolutely. So what else? What else would you tell us for spring, for summer, how to balance our lives and health?
Yeah, that's it. See, the balance thing is big. You know,
I think everyone,
especially if you have kids.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's great to get your kids in activities, but I really treasure spending time with my daughter, and I think that if people can carve out some time for that, because I think if you keep them in camps or activities, you know, the whole summer, you kind of miss out
on
just goofing around. My daughter and I go to the pond every single day in the summer. Now, maybe that's a lot for parents. Obviously, if you work, I'm lucky. I have a flexible schedule, so I can do that. Now, if you can't do that, I understand. But if you do have the time, I would definitely encourage you to run around with your kid. I do what I call 1970s summer. We put the sprinklers on. We hang out outside. We run around. No technology.
I love it.
Can I come over?
Can I come join you guys?
Oh, my gosh, of course.
I was born in the 70s, so I think I'm invited to the party.
Oh, yeah. Now I just gave away I was a kid in the 70s. Anyway, my dogs are running through the sprinklers. We're all having a great time. It's so important.
That's awesome, I think, to
make time for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, and just say encouraging them to be healthy, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. I mean, they learn from what they see. It's not, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Kids learn from their environments. Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned about disengaging from technology because so many kids are so, I mean, because that's what they grew up with. And I have two nieces. One is 10 and one is 8. And it's so interesting. The 8-year-old loves to be outside. She loves to do adventurous things. And the older one loves the technology, which is great. But I at times I'm like, okay, let's go outside. Let's go play. And we dug up some worms on Sunday to go fishing, which was great. And then we went fishing on this lake. So it was nice to get her into that zone. So absolutely, I think it's important for us to have the children disengage with the technology and engage with us, with humans, and to spend that
and
time.
And to be active at the same time.
Exactly.
You know, when you sit on the couch and go, and look at your phone all day and go, go run around outside and play.
Yeah.
No, you get off the couch and go run around with them.
Yes.
You know,
do as I say, not as I do. Exactly. No, we are examples. And I think it's so important that bonding with children and family, there's such an important emotional component that I think is lost today. And a lot of people and a lot of children, I feel that they're lost.
Yes.
Lisa, thank you so much. We are out of time, but I am so happy that you got to come on the show. You're such a joy. And can you tell people how to connect with you?
Yes, please check me out. Go to itsyourhealthnetwork.com. You can also go to radiomd.com. I have two shows there, Naturally Savvy and Clean Food Network, where you will hear Ariana quite often. Be sure to check that out.
Yeah, you can't get away from me.
That's
Lisa, thank you so much. Have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for listening to Share the Health on 104.9. If you'd like to contact Dr. Kevin Ziegel, please do so at sharethehealthradio@gmail.com. And if you'd like to contact me, Ariana Barrett, feel free on Facebook or 928-451-2561. Have a beautiful, joy-filled weekend. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Ziegel, owner of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. I know it isn't easy to lose weight, but I found a program that helped me to lose 75 pounds and taught me that a diet isn't about how much you eat as much as it is what you eat. If you're struggling to lose weight, let me show you how the weight management program that saved my life can help you reach your weight loss goals. Call 978 978- 888-688-5877 or visit idealhealthicw.com.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.